All right, you ready?
No.
Yes. All right. So, I'm Bodie Ringenbeck, obviously. And who's talking is my nan or my grandma, and her name is Beverly Kesterson. Do you want to introduce yourself, like where you're from and everything?
Sure. Call me Bev.
Okay.
I come from a very overly protective mother who called me Beverly Ann my whole life.
Yes.
So I go by Bev. I was born in Western Kentucky in a rural area on a farm.
Yep.
My dad was a carpenter.
Yes.
And my mom was a stay-at-home mom.
Very nice.
Yes.
All right. So you have a few stories.
I do have a few
stories. You said that you're going to do them chronologically. I don't really care. Whatever ones you want to do, that's fine. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, growing up, my life was pretty uneventful because my mom was very overly protective. So therefore, I really didn't have any playmates because I lived in the country except for the farm animals.
Oh.
And I really didn't learn a whole lot because my mom was overly protective.
Yeah. I mean, being the oldest, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So anyway, I guess normal growing up, living on a farm, having your own pet pigs, having your own pet cows, everything was just fun. Went to high school and had a great high school experience. But when I graduated from high school, right before I graduated, I went out on a date with this guy.
Yeah.
This was in December, and he came to pick me up. It was a blind date.
Oh, man.
I had never seen him. He had never seen me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, come to find out, he knew my grandfather, and so he automatically liked me. That first date, something magical happened.
Ugh.
It was just, I know, yuck. But it's the truth. And so, he asked me out on another date the following Friday night. At that time, we decided to get married. And we did.
Wow. After the second date?
After the second date.
All right.
So, my dad wanted me to finish college first, and I told him no, I wanted to get married and I would go to college later, which is what happened.
Mm.
And then he tried to bribe me with a car, and that didn't work.
Oh, man.
So, I married my husband, Bodie's grandpa, and we've been married 51 years.
It's a long time.
Yeah, and it's still a really great marriage.
Yeah.
He's my best friend.
Yep.
So at that time, he ended up, we were married in August, and he, good old President Johnson sent him a congratulatory letter that said he would like to for him to go on a vacation, and would he fill out some forms for this vacation, and one of the questions was, do you like to sit under a tree and read, or do you want to go hunting?
Well,
my husband really liked to hunt. So he signed that he really liked to hunt.
Oh, man.
So President Johnson said, ooh, you get to go and be outdoors for a whole year in this remote place called Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah. At that time, he was a sophomore in college, and we were married. But he was going part-time.
Yeah.
So he went to Vietnam and was there for a year. And he was in the field the whole time. And most of the time, he was the one in charge of all of the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he came back. I had a phone call. And he said, I'm back. And in the meantime, we had been married 2 years. And I found out before he left for Vietnam that I was pregnant. And when he came back, he had a 6-month-old son.
Wow.
So he came back. We had zip money.
Oh, man.
Rural Kentucky, rural life, no money. And he decided to go back to college. And he did. And one of the best stories that I really like, and I guess I would share it. My husband thinks that I shouldn't share it here because it's more about him. But we had some really great, in our very difficult times, we had some great, great stories. And I've always had somewhat of a premonitions of things that happen.
Yep.
And some really odd stories that are so unusual, they turn out so good.
Yeah.
So My life then from marriage on, he graduated from college, then I went to college, and we ended up in St. Louis, went to UK, and then we moved to Raleigh, North Carolina. So some of the my life, I guess, was where I really was out and doing lots and lots was when I started about age 30.
Yeah.
I started a business. And my husband came to me. He had decided to quit a 20-year-old job. And he said, you stayed at home with the kids. I want to help you. What do you want to do? And I was always have had an art background.
Yes.
Teaching. And I said, I want to start a business. So he helped me do that. And then when I was 55, so we're really moving fast along
yep.
in our three kids
yep.
story. I told my husband, I said, I want to learn to swim.
Oh, man.
55, never been in water to speak of. Had a terrible fear because my mom was overly protective.
Yeah.
So I said, would you teach me to swim? So we go to the pool, and I show up in neoprene pants.
Oh, no.
Neoprene top, life jacket, nose plugs, and goggles. And I said, I'm ready to learn to swim or I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Okay? So, fast forward, 15 years later, I'm a really halfway decent swimmer.
Yes,
not
you
like
are.
Bodie, but...
you are decent.
a great story, something with some of my premonitions, I guess, would be about when I was in business and a lady I know came to us. We had gone to church with her.
Yeah.
And she came to us, and she had lost lots of money. And she said, I need this amount of money. And it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so James looked at me, and he said, are you okay with letting her borrow it? And then she said, oh, you don't understand. I'll probably never pay you back.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So we opted to go ahead and let her have the money. And the day that we let her have the money, a woman shows up at the gallery. We had an art gallery.
Yeah.
And she was from Michigan, had never been in the area. She walks in and she said, if I buy some art, how do I get it to Michigan? And I said, we'll drive it. So she ended up spending three times the amount of money for art that
oh,
we
man.
Had given the woman. It was an amazing story.
Yeah.
And then, after that happened, like the next two or three days, somebody came in the gallery and said, there's a house going up for sale in the neighborhood. And I said, I can't afford your neighborhood. And she said, you just need to look at it. They hadn't put it up for sale. It needs some work.
Yeah.
Well, the man that owned it used to be a priest, and he had gotten married.
Yeah.
And we came over here and looked at it, and I asked him, I said, how much are you going to ask for the house? And he threw out a number, and the number was so low, it was way undervalued.
Yeah.
So I said, well, we've got to sell our house first. And he said, let's see if we can get our house sold. So we put out a flyer in the neighborhood where we used to live.
Yeah.
And we had three offers in a week, full offers. We sold the house, bought the house that we're living in now, and it just, like, it snowballed. This story just snowballed into things happening just right and left to where my husband looked at me and he said, what do you think if we hadn't have given her the money?
Yeah.
And of my life, two stories come to mind. My most, the story I guess that's so unusual that I love, but so, it was, I didn't start running. I started swimming, and then I decided I was gonna start running.
Yep.
So I'm out here running, and I'm running for years, like two or three years.
Yes.
4 o'clock in the morning, running at night,